Blog Talk Radio.
No intro.
The hottest show on the radio, y'all. Sin City.
All right, start the show, man. No intro.
All right, y'all. Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass chilling there as usual. Got my man Father Time Tapper. What's happening?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling. Got my man Wick with us. Wick, what's going on?
What it do?
Liquor Store, what's happening?
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
Oh boy, this has been a motherfucking. This has been one hell of a
week. Y'all funny as hell. Y'all had me up here giggling like a motherfucker.
Okay, I mean, but I'm not. Maybe I wasn't understanding then.
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, you wasn't understanding, dog. I understood what he was saying, but you just completely missed it. So what's going on, everybody? Enjoying the weather?
Cold.
Hell no, I got frostbite on two of my fucking fingers, man, working out there, that shit.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, I'll take a picture, but my shit look terrible.
Did you go to the doctor?
Yeah. But yeah, my shit look terrible, man. That shit cold as hell out there.
You know, in a situation like that, let me ask a quick question. In a situation like that, can you sue your employer?
Because I didn't feel, I mean, I did everything possible, and they put up stuff out there, everything possible for us to keep warm. We was going over there to the little heaters and stuff, because we was messing with the bleachers in the Viking Stadium. It's the once you warm up, grabbing that steel shit with your gloves, that's what got, because I didn't even feel it, man. I didn't feel it till I went home. My shit started getting back warm. That shit started tingling.
Okay, wait a minute, dog. Hold on, dog. The stadium is a dome, man. How the hell are you working outside? You inside a dome.
The outside shit that they got over there, them bleachers and them little stands and
shit.
Okay.
I got you.
We put them tents and stuff up.
But if you got a job outside and it's cold as shit and something happened to you, you know, you get frostbite or something, I wonder if you got a case. Is that your fault or is that the job's fault?
Evidently, because this is not the first cold day in history in Minnesota, so evidently you must don't got a case. You know the hazardous, you know the job when you took it.
I just wonder. I don't work outside, so I just wonder.
You know what? I don't know, man. I had a slight case of frostbite on my face yesterday, and
ooh, I'm glad I didn't have that shit on my face. I couldn't imagine my face. Sorry.
What happened?
No, I mean, I was outside, and, you know, I mean, I guess it's pretty much your discretion. I mean, like I said, the job, man, I had to actually go to work Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? I post pictures and everything, man. It was so cold outside that my hood had froze to my head. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, I just finally walked in the building like, fuck it, I'm not going back out. And, I mean, because of the conditions that was outside, I mean, they really couldn't force me. I mean, if I chose to get up and walk back out there, you know, then that was on me. But, I mean, it was below zero temperatures. And, I walked in there, I'm not going back out. Shit, say what you want, do what you want. But I'm not going back out there. And, I mean, shit, nothing was said to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just wondering, because I know it's cold as shit.
We actually we actually beat y'all out today.
Who y'all at? Negative what?
Shit, I can't even remember what we got to, but I
remember. Yeah, actually wasn't too bad. We actually hit single digits today. We got 4 degrees.
Yeah, we were on the plus side.
Yeah, that was pretty warm right. for us today.
No, I'm saying this morning when I was getting ready to go out to work, they were like, we're actually, Indianapolis is actually colder than Minnesota. And I was like, damn.
Well, that's good shit. Everybody else in the country get to feel what we feel every fucking winter. Cold as shit. Man, it was negative 60 the other night, man.
It was negative 15 yesterday.
See, that's
shit,
warm.
We got minus.
No,
well,
no,
look,
that.
Minus
that
24
was
the most
field.
I saw us at. Then it kept dropping to 22 and 24.
Well, I thought the windshield was like negative 39 or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Now,
I put a cup of water out there, y'all, and in 7 minutes, that motherfucker froze.
You said a water bottle out?
Yeah, I put a little water bottle out there just to see. I just wanted to see how cold it was. Because I was going to put my goddamn dogs out. The motherfuckers were getting on my nerves. And that motherfucker froze in like 7 minutes.
It's rough, man.
It wasn't ice. I mean, it wasn't that hard ice, but it was ice.
Right.
So, yeah, it was cold out there. Hell, I walked to the store to get some blunts, and I had frost on my jacket.
I feel for them, the homeless, man.
Well, they said
they
opened up all the homeless spots. They overcrowded, but they let them in no matter what. Plus, also, the jails is opening up for people, too.
Who?
The jails. They taking people to jail and letting them stay a couple of days in there. To it warm up. If you're living on the streets and you can't get to the homeless shelter in a certain time.
Man, I don't give a fuck how cold it is. I ain't going no fucking jail.
Shit.
I don't give a fuck how cold it is.
Yeah, okay. If that was your choice,
as cold as it been, and I'm one that like the cold. It's been cold.
I'm not going to sit in no jail cell.
Shit, for that night, as long as you let me out the next night, if we got that agreement, yeah, I can do that.
Dude, I mean, so you'd rather stay out on the streets and die than spend a night in a warm jail cell?
Man, I'm not sitting in
jail.
Well,
that motherfucker ain't going to be warm.
Answer the question. You'd rather die than sit in the jail cell?
I ain't sitting in no jail cell, man.
Okay, so you saying you'd rather die?
I'll break in a motherfucking house or some shit. Before I sit in the goddamn jail.
You don't have to go to jail anyway if you break into somebody's
house. Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. If I'm going to go to jail, I'm going to jail for a reason. I'm not going to jail because it's cold outside. I saw that on CNN. A dude broke out of jail, and it was so cold outside, he turned himself in.
Yeah, I seen that.
You see that story?
Yeah, I seen that.
No fucking way. I'm not sitting in no jail cell. Me and GL do not agree.
I don't agree with it neither, but if it's either that or die, yeah, I will stand in front of Saks Fifth Avenue and sling a goddamn brick through the window on their ass to come get me. Because I'm not dying out there.
Hell no, not freezing. That shit hurt because I done got that frostbite on the hands, dude. That shit hurt. That shit is no joke.
I ain't sitting in no jail.
Now imagine getting your whole body, and I read up on it. They say first your body starts shutting down because all your heat goes to the middle of your body trying to keep your organs warm. So
well,
you
I don't
have
know about all that. But
you in Minnesota on Channel 5. She sat in the car for 4 hours. And they took out, and they, you know, they kept warming up and stuff, but they took out in 4 hours before she had hypothermia.
Well, hold on. Now, I heard you say the last time you went to jail, nobody told you to get naked. So
that was right. That's what
you mean the last time, the only time he went to jail, he ain't never been in goddamn jail.
Who ain't never
one
been
time.
In jail?
One time.
Man, I've been in the holy cell more than one time.
One and last time. Don't even lie like that. You've been in the holy cell more than me.
It ain't about that, man. Why are you bringing this shit up anyway?
No, I was just making up. Okay.
It's not about that.
So, are you proud that you went to jail more than me?
You proud of that because you went to jail more than me? You're proud of that?
No, I'm not, but we were talking about hypothermia. What is you talking about?
Man, let's go to a song, man.
You know what?
What's that?
You know what's odd?
What is it?
Listen. What are the odds of me bumping into you again?
One in a million.
What are the odds of me seeing my first lover friend?
Two in a million.
It's been 2 years since we both graduated. I still can feel how we both celebrated. I can't get over your voice on my phone. We've been apart for so long. My patience is out the door, babe.
Off. Hit the backseat of my Chevy,
mm-hmm.
Off of the windows.
Made love to sweet lady, our favorite song.
Kept it moving,
yeah.
So we steady, to
oh.
The tempo.
Then we were ladies.
And hold on to each other, like there wasn't
a
tomorrow.
I can't get over your voice on my phone. We've been apart for so long.
All right, y'all, welcome.
On fire. Let's go. Check this out, man. It's cold as shit outside. I ain't going to even lie to you. You know it. I know it. Everybody on here know it. Liquor store.
Yeah.
Still here with us?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is your idea of, like, the perfect? I mean, everybody know this is great settling weather. What's the first thing you do? And let's just say I had to come home from a hard day's work. I've been out here and it's cold. What you going to do for me?
Well. All right. I know you're on your way home, so you're definitely going to have a nighttime meal. And if you're the type of person to take a bath, you know, I'll ask you or, you know, find out if you want me to run you a bath. And I'll do that, and, you know, I'll wash you and get you all warm and stuff. Get out. And, you know, then shit, I'm going to dry you out and lotion you up. And that's going to turn into some romance. That's going to turn into getting dirty again. But you be nice and warm. And satisfied, and then we'll eat, and, you know, laugh a little bit, talk, you know, do all that, and when it's time to go to bed, we'll make love again.
Okay, shit. Okay, what I'm talking about. Because I'm asking that, because, I mean, this some cold-ass motherfucking weather. Nah. Sam, I don't know if you checked out the post I posted, but I'm willing to put a bet out there. Come October 5th, between the 5th and the 6th, there's going to be a lot of motherfucking babies made.
Yeah,
it's
I saw
be,
that.
There's going to be a lot of babies made.
This is the shit. Ain't nobody outside, so you got to find something to do with your time.
Okay, so now what? Okay, all right, now, as you would say, let's flip it. What if you stuck in the house with a motherfucker you can't stand?
Oh, God.
you better hope your Xbox account up.
Then you spend a lot of time on Instagram.
Hey, did you see the story about the dude? This motherfucker was, I don't know if the story is true or not, but if it's true, he's an idiot. He did the snow challenge.
Oh, and they had to cut his dick off?
Yeah. Why did that motherfucker do shit like that? You gonna stick your dick in some below zero snow. Prove a point. Man, you crazy as hell. Then they say they had to cut his shit off.
Yeah, 2/4 of it.
Ooh-wee.
All right, I done did the snow challenge. I done got 2/4 of my cut off, but you still love him.
Well, how long we been together?
Shit. Okay, let's say the 6-month rule.
Oh, shit. Well, I don't know that I love you in 6 months in the first place.
Okay. Let's go again. Let's go a year.
A year?
I mean, would you be looking at me like, you dumb motherfucker?
Well, of course, I'm going to look at you like that. Now, you shouldn't be offended that I look at you like that, because you are a dumb motherfucker. But, yeah, you know, we stay together. We got to come to something. You got to get your head game. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Your oral sex game.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I forgot who I was talking to for a second. You got to get your oral sex game. You got to be, or toys, or you're going to have to get a something we're going to have to shake down. But, yeah, we can stay together.
He's an idiot.
Man. Yeah, I mean, he actually did a motherfucking no hand flip in the snow, and I really want to know how long was he in that snow.
Yeah, me too. To lose your shit, you had to be in the snow for at least 8-9 minutes.
But here's the thing, like I said, I got that slight frostbite on my face, and I wasn't out there no more than like, oh, I want to say 3 minutes at the most.
Man, that motherfucker's an idiot.
And I mean, my face didn't touch nothing. So just imagine, he was plunged into the snow.
With his dick out.
With his dick out, you, butt naked.
You're an idiot. ain't enough money to make me do that, man. It ain't enough money, man. If it's, you know, 25, 26, you know what I'm saying? You're going to give me a million. You know, I go out there and roll around for a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? Shit, below zero, man, it ain't enough money.
And I mean, he did it for free. He didn't, there wasn't no money there.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't enough money for me to do it. And I'm damn sure I ain't doing it for free. You know what I mean? I mean, his woman got to look at him and be like, you was an idiot. You about the dumbest motherfucker I ever knew. You know, she probably was there egging him on too, though. Go ahead and do it, baby. I dare you.
Yeah.
True. He just wanted, he wanted the motherfucker, oh, you dare me? You dare me? I do this shit. Probably was drunk or high. Getting fucked up. Somebody brought that shit up. I bet you that's how it happened. They get fucked up at the crib. Somebody dared to do some shit, and he went out there and done it.
World star.
World star like a motherfucker. Big time. I was a world star last night, man. I just go in there and watch the fights. You know, did you see the motherfucker that, now, you be on world star, right? You see that motherfucker that got shot at on the bus?
Nah, I haven't been on that in a while.
Oh, man, they got this. The bus camera took the video.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Two dudes sitting there, and it's a dude sitting in the back, right? It's three dudes on the bus. That's all you can see is the three dudes. You can tell two of them was together, but they wasn't sitting together. And dude was sitting all the way in the back, you know, at one of the window seats. And I guess they got to their stop, man. Dude stood up, pulled out his heat, cocked it. And just straight shot that dude sitting there on the bus.
That's not funny.
Straight
up. Damn.
The gun jammed on him twice because he pulled the trigger three times. He went click, click, pow. And dude just limped over like he got shot. And then when they you know, the two dudes ran off the bus, you can see him checking himself. You know what I'm saying? And then you can hear somebody in the front of the bus saying, did you get shot? He's like, no, I ain't get shot. I'm straight. And got off the bus. I was like,
God,
wow.
Damn.
You can see both of these motherfuckers' faces clear as day on the bus, man. Clear as day.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody put that shit right on Real Style. Real Style's a motherfucker, man. Anything you want to see, you can see it.
That's what happens when you got all this new technology. These phones, everybody taping everything.
You know what?
I love watching that shit.
I'll tape some shit. I would. I ain't gonna lie. If I caught some, I've
missed the
shit.
Taping good shit.
Oh yeah, I'll tape some shit too, man. Now, you was with me when I taped that shit at Blondie's. When them girls was fighting.
Yeah. Well, I had a phone, too. Not a good one, but I could have taped it, too. That shit was funny. But we missed a lot of it. We missed the whole fight, though.
I know.
Because they was banging for a second.
Hey, man, I even took somebody's weed, dog. I walked around this shit on my head.
Don't be taping people weed, man.
Them girls was banging, man. That shit was crazy than a motherfucker. That's the world we live in today, though. Everybody got, you can't do shit without getting taped. Somebody gonna tape your shit. I don't care what you're doing. And these motherfuckers, these kids up here, they taping their fights, man, and putting shit on YouTube. You know what I mean? And World Star and all that shit. Yeah, it's gonna go to jail. That's assault. You putting assault on the internet.
Yeah, my little cousin, he went to jail for that.
See, that shit don't make no sense to me.
Man,
you're going to take yourself beating somebody's ass, and then you're going to put it up there for everybody to see, like the police don't watch that shit neither.
Yeah, and that's how they call him, because you know the ones they live with my mom's. So my mom's had to go up to the school, and they just went to World Star, and it was like, okay, there it is. I mean, not World Star, YouTube. They was like, there's the fight right there. Showed him hitting the boy in the bathroom, how they planned it. So he got his ass kicked out of school, and they filed criminal charges on him.
See, they got that shit up here bad, man.
Well, it's not just that, man. It's everywhere you go.
Yeah, they got that shit.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's shit crazy. Look, so what's been going on with you?
Not a whole lot. Shit, despising this damn weather. I was supposed to go to work this morning, but I did not make it. Took 2 hours to get the car out the damn parking spot where it was at. And that was just today. Shit, it took, shit, we got stuck in the back probably like, it took maybe about 30, 35 minutes to get us stuck back there. And then I was like, I'm not going to drive on this shit to go to no damn liquor store. That's not life or death. Should I be shot next week, but we'll work it out.
Don't worry about it. You told me motherfucker that you go to work. A whole bunch of people didn't go to work last couple of days.
They had, if I'm not mistaken, they had the city shit. And the mayor had the city in like code red, you know, for travel advisory yesterday. They didn't want nobody out, really, except
but
for emergency.
Fucked up part about that is that my job was like, oh, y'all got to come in. I was like, what? I'm like, did y'all not hear the mayor? The mayor said no.
Right, so you heard that too.
Yeah. No. So they said by us being the field that I work in, we got to be there. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm not a police. I'm not a fireman. I don't want
or a
shit.
Doctor.
Right. I don't do, I mean, you know, I'm not a, shit, I don't drive the ambulance. The motherfucker straight told us we had to be there yesterday and today.
Well, I got up and I went outside and, you know what I'm saying, see if I could, get, you know, see what I could do and shit. When my doors wouldn't open, I was like, oh, that's my cue. I ain't going no damn where. And then, like, we got, like, a alley in the back of our house, and then it's, like, a little place where you can park. And the lady that lives behind me, she finally managed to get her car out of her spot and got fucking stuck in the alley and was stuck there, just stuck. I was like, okay. Sign number one, sign number two, I'm staying my ass. We took my clothes off and got right back in the damn bed.
And, you know, dude, I work in an apartment complex. Dude, we got cussed from A to Z. You hear me? The motherfucker's cars were stuck, and they like, well, come dig our car out. I don't even want to be out here doing the stuff that I'm supposed to do. What the fuck makes you think I'm finna stop just to dig your car out?
That's part of your job description?
Hell no.
I was going to say, I wouldn't do that shit.
But then, of course, you know, you got the old bitch-ass motherfucker acting all funny and shit. Man, I'm telling you, I was like, man, this shit, hey. Motherfuckers finna start getting into some real big-ass fights up in this joint. Mm-mm. Hey, because I was like, hey, the next one called me a bitch. We going at it.
I'm not digging nobody out of shit.
What they mad about for anyway? Like, they really wanted to get up and go to work. Shit, you better take advantage of these motherfucking couple of days and relax for a little while, because shit, I got to be here, and I don't motherfucking want to. Hell, I don't even supposed to have been on the road to get to this motherfucker. Bitch, you better sit your ass down and shut up.
Well, yeah, that was my whole thing. What the fuck? I mean, sit your ass down.
Motherfucker, you know, that's another thing that kills me about people driving all crazy in regular traffic. Bitch, you act like you really want to go to work. The fuck you in a hurry for? Slow your punk ass down.
You know what? Now, I have a truck. I have a truck, and yes, I have all-wheel drive on my truck. But nevertheless, I'm still not finna jump on this motherfucker and drive this motherfucker like I'm in an Indy 500.
Right.
Don't
be amazing.
Dude, I'm sitting there like, really? I mean, we're on the highway. Highway is just nothing but a sheet of ice.
Right.
Motherfucker, vroom, they're looking at me because I'm not speeding. Man, fuck y'all.
Right, you can take your old daredevil old ass on around, and when you plow right on into something, shit, you know, you'll see me tooting smile right on past your ass.
And like I said, like 15 minutes later, because I ain't going to lie, I was creeping. 15 minutes later, as I went past them, I see these motherfuckers hung up on a motherfucker, on a divider, or damn it, they can't get over the Vidoc or something stupid. Oh, wait a minute, dog. Nah, I had this one guy. These cars was trying to go over a Vidoc. They couldn't get up there, right? So I'm looking like, well, damn, they got the Vidoc stopped. So the guy behind me, and it was two guys behind me. Like I said, mind you, I'm in the truck. I'm in the truck. The other guy, he's in the truck. The other guy's in the Buick LeSabre. So the first guy in the truck, he goes on the opposite side. I said, well, fuck it. I'm going up this way. Well, I said, fuck it. I'm going to try it, too. But now the guy in the Buick LeSabre, he like, fuck it. I'm going to try it, too. But now all three of us, we go up. As we come down, the first truck, he jumps the divider, right? He jumps the divider, you know, you see him, boom, 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 you know. I said, well, hell, fuck it. I'm going to jump the divider and get back on the right side of the street. You know, of course, my truck go to little boom, boom, boom. Why did this dude and this motherfucking LeSabre try to jump the divider and knock this whole goddamn bumper off? When I say the whole bump, and he bounced back so fucking hard, it looked like a motherfucker, just like a tennis ball, like somebody smack a tennis ball, I just fly. So the other truck looked at me, you know, we at the light. He looked at me like, why did that guy try that shit? I'm looking like I don't have the slightest idea. I mean, I'm like, what the fuck was he thinking? I'm like, this guy's in a Suburban. I'm in a Navigator, and he's in a fucking LeSabre. How did he think that was going to work?
He's an idiot.
Foolish, right.
Man, that shit had, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, man. I laughed my ass off at him. I did. I was cracking the fuck up. And the first thing he said was, before we even went up the hill, man, these motherfuckers can't drive. I ain't got stuck not one time a day. Motherfuckers just don't know how to drive. And I'm sitting there thinking in my head, you must can't drive your goddamn self if you thought you was going to get over that divider. Not to mention, the divider was high as hell. And that motherfucker was full of ice. I don't know,
well,
man.
It's gonna cost you guys money.
Yeah, what they say? May cost you a little, may cost you a lot, but it's definitely going to cost you.
It's going to cost you. No bumper, middle of fucking winter. So, who knows?
Hey, y'all ever seen that movie, 12 Years a Slave? If you ain't seen it, I recommend it. It's a very good movie.
Who's in it?
Oh, I don't know the people.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, it's supposed to be a true story. It was pretty good. They kidnapped the dude and shit, turned him into a slave.
Oh, well, I ain't never seen it. But let's get back at the question at hand. Dog, okay, let's try to do this. Let's flip this. Okay, your woman coming home from work and you at home. What would you do?
Usually what we do is we just, you know, we get in the bed and just, you know, we cuddle up. That's usually what we do on cold nights like this. We would just get in the bed together, cuddle up. You know, we'd talk or watch some TV or something like that.
No, but I'm saying, what if she, what if that, I mean, what if she had a hard day at work? She was outside. You wouldn't do nothing extra for her?
I mean, either way, either or. That's our routine, dog. That's what we do. When I come in, you know, we'll sit down, eat, and shit, we just spend our time in bed. We just get under the covers. We don't do no extra special stuff like that. Only extra special occasions. But that's our thing. That's what we like to do.
Well, I mean, not trying to get in your business or anything, but you don't believe in doing nothing just out the blue extra just for the sake of it?
Yeah, of course. But I'm saying, as relating to the topic, because it's cold outside, that's what we do. We'd come home.
I know, I'm saying, relating to the topic, you just like fuck it, well, this is just an ordinary day. You would never think about doing nothing extra? A little something?
Sometimes I do.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, dog. Give me one of them examples for one of them days.
Oh, well, sometimes I may cook for, you know what I'm saying, serve a dinner in bed. Little stuff like that. But that's about as far as the extras I'll go. I'll serve a dinner in bed, you know, put out the little, we got a little massager. I lay out the massager for that kind of stuff. See, I buy stuff where I don't have to do that kind of stuff anymore. We got a machine that does massages now.
Wow. Well, I mean, no hands-on stuff no more, just a machine?
Oh, yeah. I still break down, and, you know, it depends on how bad she hurt me. But if the machine can handle it, you know what I'm saying, I let the machine do its job. That's what I bought the motherfucker for. Sometimes my hands hurt. You feel me?
Wow, you're just a regular Don Juan.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Romantic, man. That's how it is, man. I ain't
going to
sugarcoat it.
Oh, boy. That right there is something new.
That's what I do, man. I aim to please, man. I aim to please.
Wick's still here?
No, Wick didn't. Wick and
he in the studio.
You know what?
We've been disconnected. Okay, well, all right, your turn.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Everybody else went. Well, I went, and probably I went. And you're the only other person here.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I guess I'll just do life all the time. Just go buy something. All right, man. Before I answer that question, I'm trying to make a phone call. I'm trying to make a phone call. I'm trying to see if we can get this phone call. Y'all, I got a...
Oh, we were patiently waiting.
Leave a message.
Well, hello there. This is Cass, and my man Father Time, the Sin City Radio. And we would just had you live on the air, but since you won't answer your phone, you probably seen the 646 number. So, oh, by the way, y'all, that's Miss Toya. Y'all remember Miss Toya? She was our old co-host that quit on us. But today's her birthday, so I figured we'd call and wish her a happy birthday. So,
Miss Toya,
happy birthday. So if you get a chance, call us back. Peace. I'd have just leave the whole show on her damn voicemail.
I'll be hot as hell.
You know?
Why?
A 45-minute message.
Right. This motherfucker took up my whole voicemail storage.
Right. That motherfucker be like, yeah, your voicemail is down full.
Yeah, exactly. You got one call.
I mean, come on. That would be kind of cool, though.
That would be funny. Nothing else.
Right.
I was like, crazy yeah. Person is, I sit there and listen to the whole damn thing, too, and be cracking up. These motherfuckers are stupid.
There is no way I would listen to all. I would not listen to the whole. I'd be, after 5 minutes, I'm like, what the fuck?
I would.
Hang me up? I'll be calling. Hell, man, you know you didn't hang me up, right?
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Right, I know.
Hey, my mother did that once, man. My mama called me, right? And I knew she called me. I ain't answering the phone on purpose. And she left me a voicemail, but I guess she forgot to hang up. Man, she calling me all kind of motherfuckers. I told that motherfucker I was going to call his ass. That motherfucker going to never answer his goddamn phone. I'm sick of his shit. It's a voicemail. I'm listening to it like, huh? So I called my mom back like, Mom, why I got to be all those kind of names? I didn't call you no name. Yes, you did. It's on my voicemail, Mom. I didn't leave you no message. All right, whatever, Mom.
You didn't mean to.
Right. Called me all kind of motherfuckers. I would never answer my phone. I was like, damn. That's how you really feel about your middle son? That's why I don't leave voicemails.
No, you don't.
I do not leave a voicemail. And I just won't. Fuck it, I'll just call you back later. Or hopefully you see you got a missed call and call me back. But unless it's something, you know what I'm saying, urgent. But other than that, I'm not leaving a voicemail. What you gonna say?
Nah, you really don't. That shit pisses me off with you too. I'd be like, damn, why could have just left a message? That way I know what the hell it, you know. You would not leave a message for shit.
No, I don't do messages, man. Like I said, if it's urgent or something very, very important, you know, I don't like to be that, I'm just calling it, man, just checking on you. Seeing what you're doing, I'm not going to leave no message like that.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't expect you to, but damn, you don't even, I mean, it could be something you want to ask, and you will not ask.
Hopefully if you see you got a missed call, you know, call them off on the back. That's what I do. I don't even check voicemails that much.
And that's the second thing I'm about to say. It don't even matter if you want to leave you a voicemail or not. You don't even check them. You know how aggravating that is when be like, hey, man, did you get my message? Nah. Did you see it? That's aggravating as fuck.
I'm saying, though. I called you back.
I hang up on you. Dog, I swear I be wanting to fucking hang up on you when you do that, dog. I really do. You get my message?
But I called you back, man. That's the point. That's the point. I called you back to see what you want.
No, man. I mean, that's something you shouldn't do, man.
Liquor store, you leave voicemail?
Yeah, at least to say what I want, you know, then that way they know whether or not they want to call me back.
I don't do that.
Yeah, I might be like, hey, you know, or if I don't leave a voicemail, then as soon as they don't answer the phone, then I'll shoot a text to them, you know, and tell them what I want.
All right, let me ask a question. It's a little bit on the political side, but it's still a good question. Now, I don't agree. Do y'all agree with legalizing marijuana? You know, Colorado, you can go buy weed in Colorado now. Or did y'all know that?
No.
Yeah, I know. I mean, fuck it. I mean, dog, I mean, if you gon', man, motherfuckers have been smoking this shit for years, man. I mean, shit. Me personally, I never seen the difference between that and liquor. I mean, hell, you let me buy some liquor, and you know damn well the effects of the alcohol. So, shit, what's the fucking difference with marijuana?
Hold on, man. We got a caller, man. It's probably a weed smoker. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hey, this is Selena. Hey.
Told you. So, hey. Selena, you smoke, don't you?
Huh?
You smoke weed, Selena?
I do every now and then.
I told you she was a weed smoker. Switchboard about to light up now. Hey, I'm taking a road trip to Colorado to get a couple ounces. You down?
Am I down?
Hey, you down to ride to Colorado with me, get some legal weed?
Hell no. Nope.
You say hell no?
Hell no. Mm-hmm. But I need to ride down that far.
Because it's legal.
Shit, it's legal too in my damn bedroom. I don't need to ride around and smoke shit.
Man, right now.
All right, I got you. I ain't mad at you. I mean, I'm not a weed smoker, so I don't think they should legalize the shit.
Yeah, I'm mad at people going to do it regardless.
Right. And that's my take on it. People going to do it, so why not?
Whether they were legalized or not, they can't stop the smoke.
So I agree with you, Selena. But why do you think they shouldn't legalize it, dog?
All right, just down.
That's just illegal, goddammit. I mean, I don't, it's not a big...
That's the best answer.
Say what?
That's your best answer, because it's illegal.
That's my best answer, man. I don't know, man. I don't like being around weed. And so, you know, if you make it legal, man, that means, you know, motherfuckers could file.
Well, I mean,
it wouldn't be no more different than cigarettes smoking. I mean, just because they legalized it, that don't mean that you'd be sitting in a restaurant and somebody just gonna pull out a joint or a blunt or something and they can fire it up. You know, it'll be the same damn rules as cigarettes. For the most part, it just says, okay, if a person wants to go outside to have a smoke break, they can, you know, outside or wherever, you know. You want to sit in your car and smoke, then you can. No different than if you want to go sit in your car and smoke a cigarette.
Right.
They wouldn't legalize
it. It ain't the same as smoking a cigarette. Well, hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
I'm back.
Oh, all right.
Hiding from my boss.
I mean, it just wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be that extreme to where a person could just chew at the hospital. And a person just sit there and fire up their bombs or some shit.
Right. Let's be realistic, probably.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
I'm being realistic.
Dog. I don't like cigarette smoke. You an avid cigarette smoke. I mean, nevertheless.
Why you don't like to be around weed smoke? The smell.
It just gives me a headache.
I don't like the smell on my clothes. But then that means you take your own precaution.
Yeah, right, and I mean that's just like cigarettes. You would smoke 3 or 4 cigarettes while we playing the game. I hate cigarette smoke.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I smoke cigarettes, and I hate cigarette smoke. Like to be in a place where I can't have air or, you know, to ventilate. Just, I won't smoke. I will just, I'll be like, fuck it, I don't need a cigarette that bad.
Right.
And I smoke cigarettes, but I hate the smell of them. Like, just sit in the bathroom or something like that where there's no fresh air, I think. I don't need it that bad.
I agree.
Well, it's just going to be rough on the weed dealers.
Not really. That means they shouldn't just be based on their whole income on no weed. Should everybody sell weed? I ain't gonna say everybody sell weed, but I mean it ain't that hard to win. If they based on their whole income on the weed sale, then they don't need to sell no damn weed.
Father Time, would you sit at a place that don't if you can't smoke a cigarette?
Would I stay there?
Would you stay there? I mean, because I know you are a heavy smoker when it comes to cigarettes. Would you go to a place that say you can't smoke?
You won't be going nowhere.
Are you talking like a business or like my apartment? What are you talking about? What place are you talking about?
I don't know, any place. I ain't going to say a business.
Well, you can't smoke in no building. But as long as I can go outside, I'm cool.
Yeah, what if they say you can't be around that area?
Oh, well, I'm going to spend my money somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can smoke in the casino, so shit, I'd be hanging out at the casino.
That's cool. What if the casino say you can't smoke? Would you protest?
Yeah, I'll be out there with my little son, man. But I think I'd make a great weed seller. I might sell me some weed because I don't smoke weed. So,
hey, the first person that sold cocaine said that too. I'm just saying.
If you don't get high and you selling something,
that's
that
the first cocaine seller said the same thing.
That makes a perfect drug dealer.
They said the same thing.
I'm just saying, man, if they legalize it in Minnesota, I'm gonna sell weed.
You're gonna grow. Yeah, I'll be one of your best customers too.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you know, in the store, they
don't tax you in the store.
Yeah, I'm gonna come to you. You shouldn't tax me that bad. I know you're gonna tax me, but I know it shouldn't be that bad. Better than the others that you're gonna tax.
I don't know.
What'd you say, old man?
You don't know who you fucking with. That motherfucker attacks you real hard.
No, I know who I'm fucking with. You keep forgetting I live with this nigga. I know who I'm fucking with. I say I shouldn't get taxed that bad.
Jeez.
Oh, other motherfuckers gonna get taxed worse than me.
Jeez.
I hope.
My prices will be cheaper than the store.
You a hard motherfucker when it comes to selling shit.
He don't sell shit. He had weed collected for about damn 10 years. That nigga don't sell shit. He want to get rid of shit, won't sell it though. Games. Don't get me started, old man.
Well, if I sell weed, goddamn, I'm gonna let everybody know. Especially if it's legal, I can't go to jail for it. Shit, I'm good. I'll be rich as hell. I ain't giving out no credit. I'm married, so I can't be tricking.
You gotta make sure you got some good shit. Yeah, you gotta sell it. You gotta go out there. You don't got no good public relations when it comes to selling weed, man. You gonna scare them away. Well, you know you're grabbing this, and you know you shouldn't be taking this shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? This shit bad anyway. Yeah, you don't got no good public relations skills, man. You have to get you somebody to be out there doing it for you. You'll be telling them don't do it, and you steady trying to sell them.
Drugs sell themselves. I ain't got to sell them. They're going to sell anyway.
I'm just saying, that's for you out there. Well, you know you shouldn't be taking this shit. You know, I don't like smelling that shit anyway. That shit bad for you. But, yeah, come back and get another one.
No, I'll tell you that shit, but I ain't going to tell the motherfuckers I'm trying to smell it to. I ain't going to tell them no shit like that, but I'll tell you that.
Oh, so all the work going to be selling it for you, basically.
I got the best shit in the state.
You see that? That's what I'm talking about. I need new friends.
I got to agree with him. I don't think weed would be your forte. I don't think you'd be a good weed sale.
Hey, man, I sold weed before, man. When I first moved up here, dog, I sold it for like 3 days. Then I quit.
Right. No, you're not a good weed salesman. I just can't see it. I got to agree with him, man. I mean,
oh shit! The first podcast agreed with me at the 2014. Y'all write it down.
Your persona would not. Now, I mean, I would be like, I don't want to buy shit from him, man. Fuck him.
Man, he gonna make me bad for smoking this shit. I'm gonna smoke this whole. Well, that could turn around though. I'm smoking all this shit because this motherfucker done pissed me off.
Nah, I wouldn't buy from him, dog. I wouldn't. First
so you
would
buy for what time?
I think he was a snitch anyway, because the way he act, I'd be like, man, this dude, he working for the feds.
Yeah, you should do this. Yeah, I can see follow time.
Man, what are y'all talking about?
Dog, I mean, your persona, you. Dog. I mean, you just don't look like, I mean, I wouldn't buy no weed from him. I'd be like, you trying to set me up. You just got that look about you, dog. I mean, all right, look at Stone. You've been on the site.
Like a DA agent.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, you've seen Father Time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you buy some weed from him?
Father Time look like a bouncer. He look like, if that nigga look like, no, I can't,
No, seriously, I mean, all
I wouldn't do it.
Would you buy some weed from Father Time?
No.
I see.
Yeah, man, what the fuck? Y'all think I'm selling some bullshit?
It ain't got nothing to do with the type of product that you have. You can have
right,
the best shit, like you said, in the state, but if you are not
you need a spokesperson,
then why would anyone buy something from you? That's
right. You just look like you're a setup type motherfucker. That's all. Like you got a wire on.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Come on, like you're trying to
give me some weed and you're trying to preach me out of not smoking it.
No, bullshit, Wick. Bullshit. Look at him. You walk past and he talking about I got some weed to sell. Hell no, man. Get your
I said he look like an FBI agent.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
I understand that, dog, but I'd be like, man, that dude's the fed. I would slander your
that's
name.
That's if I didn't know you. All right, make sure that's clear.
Right, yeah. I'm saying,
fucking God sucker.
I would slander your name,
you
dog.
Look like an FBI agent?
Dude, if a motherfucker came up to me like, hey, dog, dude right there got some fire-ass weed, I'd be like, man, don't fuck with him. He the fed.
Man, don't send that nigga to me. I'll holler at that nigga later. Somebody else holler at that nigga. You better.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
No, I'm serious, dog. If a motherfucker told, I would tell a motherfucker, man, if you fucking with that dude, don't bring that dude around me.
Hey, Cass, and then he started talking. Well, you know, this stuff do fuck
right.
up your mind and stuff like that. He really gonna think, I'm gonna fuck around and shoot this motherfucker.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
I'm serious, dog. You hitting us with all the witchful calls, but truth be told, you don't have to look for it. Maybe you did back in the day, but now, hell no.
Yeah, now, dog. You got that. You got Father Time. Sit back and be Father Time.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
And you got the glasses on? Hell no, man.
Yeah, get the shit out of me. I don't know the run or goddamn shoot this motherfucker.
Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over. And I ain't playing, nigga.
Hey, Cass, after I look at his physique, though, I'll be like, I can run, though. This fat old motherfucker ain't going to chase me.
I'm just saying, dog. The thing right there, I'd be like, man, hit the weed. I mean, smash the blunt with me.
Oh, dog, you dog, that shit will destroy your brain or some shit like that. You go preach
right
to your brother.
Now, he just kind of shit like that.
Well, FBI agent.
Fucking some son of a bitch.
You been out of the cover for 30 years?
Okay, dog. All right, hold on. Wait. I mean, other than pressing the buttons, man, defend yourself.
You ain't no player.
He can't defend himself.
You know you look like an FBI agent. Or
then he walk. Then he walk around with a hat to say FBI on it.
Nah, DEA. That's the hat he got, DEA.
The fuck is wrong with y'all? You think this is a joke? You think this is a fucking sitcom?
No, seriously, dog. If I'd have went on Facebook, if I'd have been like, man, let me see if I can find this dude on Facebook. Then I see you with that hat on to say DEA. Hell, I see. I told y'all he was the feds.
Watch your mouth, son.
Come on, man. Defend yourself. Defend yourself. Tell me I'm lying.
You can think what you want,
thing, man. I'm just saying. So you think you could make a good wishful call?
Federal investigating.
You're the dog, motherfucker.
Just saying, bro. You ain't got to be hostile. I'm just saying.
No, don't. Cause hey, y'all, I saw somebody have a mental breakdown today. Seriously. So I'm actually crazy. Start talking. No, not yet. I ain't had the mental. Had my crazy spots, but I ain't went that crazy yet. Motherfucker was
okay,
crazier than me.
Finish the story. You didn't get carried.
He sat here. He was talking. I guess his wife did something, and then he just started talking to himself for a minute and started answering. And had that, like, he was having the whole conversation, just flipped out, dude, started crying.
Hold on, Wick. You said his wife did something?
Yeah, I guess his wife did something. I mean, that's the story I got from him.
Well, he didn't flip out shit. He did what every other married man did. Dude, shit. That ain't going crazy.
That's natural. Then he broke down, then he woke back up, then started back talking to himself. I mean, I saw a motherfucker thing about wife stuff, but yeah, this was like a post-traumatic syndrome type shit. But,
okay.
You know, how many times you done went through that? Yeah, I mean, it was worse than mine. 10 times.
No, I ain't talking about
that. I've done that a bunch of times.
Exactly.
I talk to myself all the time, man.
I understand that. That it wasn't just that. It was he was getting his answers back. It could be. I mean, he was getting his answers back. What he wanted. I mean, I wish I could have taped that shit, but I started getting worried for him because he's a good person, man. You know I am. My whole thing about me, I'm too loyal. If I call you a friend, I'm always gonna be loyal to a friend. And he just felt like he lost it.
Okay, Wick. All right.
And you know me, I'm crazy as crazy it is. I believe in everything. You know, I told you if I got lost in space when we was little, I'd flow home. Remember that one?
Okay.
When you hung up on me?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to hang up on you again. What's the moral of this story?
I was asked advice what to do. Do you take him to the hospital?
What did his wife do?
Radioed the whole story. He won't give the whole story.
Well, how the fuck can somebody tell him what he needs to do?
Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah, but it's been going on for 3 days. And he's getting, he's scaring this, I mean, he's getting people scared that you don't want him to hurt himself. So what do you do?
He ain't telling you what's wrong. Fuck him.
No, but you don't want him to hurt himself. Because some people can't handle a lot of shit that goes, I mean, just because you can handle it, that person can't handle it. And if they steady expressing that, like, I can let y'all listen right now. He just came back in and he's tripping.
I don't want to hear him. I ain't gonna lie to you. He fuck around, listen to me. He gonna do it. He gonna take the plunge.
That's fucked up.
I just think he's
fucked up thing to say, man.
Hey, it is what it is.
Let me tell you something.
I mean,
man.
I've been trying not
you
to
sit here
like
and I'm
that.
Trying to ask you what's wrong with you, and you study, you're talking crazy and all this, that, and the other. Hell, I'm going to walk away. I'm going to tell you, fuck it. Do what the fuck you going to do. Because you're not trying to hear me.
But what you live with, as you walk away, not Cash, you walk away, you just said that. You walk away, and while you walking away, all you hear is a pow. I done blew my brains out. Can you live with yourself?
I'm just trying to figure out what to do on this.
So it's just a scenario.
I'm going to tell you like this. That means, and yeah, you.
Because it never happened to me. I never do it.
I guess you ain't gonna never let me answer. You ain't gonna never let me answer this question either, are you?
Oh no, probably not. But go ahead.
Look here, you or Father Time. Now, if you can't talk to me about this, what am I supposed to do?
That wasn't the question.
I mean, no. Am I gonna feel like it's my fault? Hell no. If you
sitting
there, wasn't the question. You said if I walked away from you and I heard a pop, am I gonna feel bad? Yeah, I feel bad for you, but no, I'm not gonna feel like it's my fault because hell, I can't help you if you don't let me. I hate you, dear.
No.
You said what?
I said that's a good point.
Yeah, I was about to say, I got to agree with you, know what I'm saying? Because if he asks you, he's steadily asking you, man, what's the matter? You know, let me see if I can help you. And you won't tell him. And he decide, okay, well, shit, apparently it ain't nothing I can do for you. Man,
okay, this person's steady. I mean, you see this. I mean, we even took him to his caseworker, dude. And them motherfuckers, as soon as I figure out the name of this place again, we need to report them because they motherfuckers was fucked up. Hold on, Wick.
Did he tell them what was wrong with him?
No, they know. They was like, well, you know, this is how they told us because they can't discuss case things. They said, well, when he gets like this, sometimes he needs to take his medicine, but he don't need to. He fights for his medicine. He don't fight. He had one of them that fight that don't want to take his medicine.
So wait a minute. Hold on, Wick. Let me get this right. He's on medication, right? He's not taking his medicine. Well, hell, you just answered your own damn question, son. Take his ass.
But we didn't know this.
Goddamn medicine.
But we didn't know this.
You know it now.
Yeah, so what to do now?
Move his ass the fuck out. Move him out.
Oh, that's already in progress. But do we get him help? Because we didn't
start. Help nobody's
like,
going to help
I mean,
himself.
Do you try to get, you know, this nigga ran out in the snow. He ran from us when we said, I mean, he ain't that goddamn crazy because motherfuckers say hospital, that motherfucker took off running in the snow.
Okay, wait.
With no shoes on.
Let me hear this.
Yesterday.
Let me ask you this, Wick. You told me I had a drinking problem.
No, you told me I got a drinking problem. I never told you you had a drinking problem. You told me. I mean, I never told you yet. I got a drink from.
Motherfucker.
But yeah, scenario changing around. Yeah, finish it.
That's not what he's saying, man.
No, I
he's giving you a scenario, dog.
I know. I was saying it was a joke. Never mind. It was a
Wick,
joke.
Just run with me, Wick. Run with me on this. If I had a drinking problem, and you told me I had a drinking problem, and you told me you was going to give me some help, and I said, fuck you, I didn't want no help. But you keep saying, I'm going to get you some help. And I keep telling you, I'm not going to get your help. Now, something happens to me. I mean, you really going to hold yourself responsible?
But see, that's not what I was. I understand all that. That's why I steady. You didn't get why I said I kind of feel him. But what do you do? I was asking, what do you do from there? Y'all been there and done that. Y'all know how people been like that. That's why I asked the question, what do you do from there? What do you do?
And then you can't
I can ask that question because I'm that person. You know what I'm saying? I can be that person.
If you be
I'm
quiet
not that person
for a second, everybody will tell you. You cannot help a motherfucker that don't want to be helped, period. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Until that motherfucker ready to get help, you wasting your breath.
But sometimes all people might not think they need help, but they might really not see. Like I said, this is something different I have never seen, dude, except from Uncle June.
Well, look, the only thing that you can do, you know, that'll keep you safe and him safe is shit.
And also,
I'm pretty sure
on Louisiana voodoo stuff, too, down there.
Hey, man. Hey, now wait. You asking a question. Now, we're trying to help you. You got to give up. You got to let people answer the question.
Oh, my bad.
Now, what would you say?
I'm pretty sure that there is a number or something, you know, where if this is a mental problem and this person needs medication, then, you know, if you see them flipping out in front of you, shit, it ain't nothing you can do because if a person like that, you know, when they're in their zone or whatever, got the strength of 10 men. So you don't want to try to do nothing. You got to call a professional that can assist with it. You know, your hands are tied because you're not a health professional. You're not a psychiatrist. You're not, you know what I'm saying? That's not your job. Your job is to be a friend. So if you really want to know,
hey,
you know, what you should do is to call people that can help.
Hey, we took him up to Guild where he got a caseworker out. And I don't know nothing about Guild, but yesterday when I took it up there, and them people was looking like, well, yeah, he's be like this. All you have to do is calm down. And we sitting there while he's having one of his spats. We looking like, what the fuck is going on? Y'all don't see this shit? They're like, well, we got to get out of here in the next hour and a half.
Okay, then, Wick, your question is, there really ain't a whole lot you can do.
Wick, you losing me. What's the problem? Why the fuck y'all didn't leave him there?
Because, would you leave me?
Hell yeah.
No, you wouldn't. If you thought I didn't have nowhere else to go, no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Wait a minute. What the fuck you mean? If you had a hospital, why the fuck wouldn't I leave you there?
No, but the Guild is not a hospital. Guild is like a case. I didn't know what it was. It's not a hospital type place. I don't know what it is, but look it up. But they should be reported. Because they don't get,
what?
All they do
they
is get
help
checks from
crazy
the ass? People. Yeah, they get checks from the crazy people. And
hey,
they
hold on,
just
hold on.
Don't do nothing.
What should they have did to him? What do you think they should have did to him?
I think they should have locked his ass up for a minute because he was.
So what did they do? They told him this is how he act. Get the fuck out.
He ran away. Took off running.
Wait, whoa. Before you get the run in your mouth, before you run away, he ran out the place?
No, he walked out the place first, and then we were like, they wanted to talk because they wanted to talk to him, and he took off running.
So how in the fuck is it they fault? He the one in the state.
But while he was in there, he was doing this crazy thing.
Right. I think it's really, I think it's really not a whole lot.
I think all you motherfuckers need to be admitted.
Hell, I should be admitted, but that's not the point.
If you sitting there trying to justify this,
what much?
You trying to justify this crazy motherfucker running up out of there?
That's not what my whole question was. What more can I do to try to help him? Because he needs help, and when you don't help somebody and you feel you're supposed to help him, that's when bad shit happens. That's the whole thing I was going on, dude. I feel he needs some help. That's the reason he's still here. He needs help. What more can I do? Or what more can I look up and try to...
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
All righty, now. All
right. Moving on.
This is really, really not a sexy conversation. Right. This conversation was totally awry.
I said, you can't help a motherfucker that don't want to be helped, man. You wasting your fucking time, dude.
All people do something when they need help, dude.
But if you at a point where you keep on asking, what more can I do, what more can I do, then there's probably not a whole lot more you can do. And I'm going to tell you like this. Wanting to help someone, sincerely wanting to help someone, that clears you right there because you want to help, but there's just nothing that you can do. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you
tried. If you're worried about it from a moral standpoint, well, then your morals are all together. You know, you can't be held accountable for not knowing what to do. You see what I'm saying?
Right. All right. Now back to the program.
Nigga, please.
Oh man. Okay. Let's just put this out there.
Hey, hold that thought, dog. We got a new caller. Carla, what's happening? Who this?
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on, baby?
Not that much.
What's going on?
Hello.
Man. You've been late for work last couple weeks.
Oh, excuse me?
I'm about to put that in your review.
Really, I had to work. Thank you very much.
Well, hey, can't be late. That's all I'm
saying.
Hey,
my future ex-wife.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You might need to admit his ass.
Hey, I ain't goddamn ready.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-mm. Can we not go back there?
Yeah. Leave him alone.
I'm going to tell y'all right now. This has been a rough-ass show. I'm not going to lie to you. This has been a rough-ass show.
Yeah.
I mean, goddamn it. It's time to get back to the essence of this because this shit here is crazy. We got a motherfucker.
Oh.
We got a motherfucker running around.
That was pretty damn good. That was right on time. Damn near.
I'm gonna tell you, Janine. This is one of them shows that you might have been glad you didn't catch on. You didn't catch.
That was my fault.
This has been a rough ass show. I'm sorry. This I just gotta call it the way it is.
But now you here, it's gonna get better. We was waiting on you anyway.
Oh, isn't that special?
Dang. Man. Simon, where you at, man?
I'm right here, man. I'm just fucking with Soundblaze, dog. Trying to get some laughter going.
We done talked about everything from legalized weed, which Father Time don't agree with. We did have a good month. Okay. All right, Janine, you on the site. Let's ask you. You've seen Father Time, right?
Yes.
Would you buy some weed from him?
Would I buy some weed from Father Time?
Yeah, I mean, if you was a weed smoker and you seen Father Time selling weed, would you trust him? Would you buy weed from him?
Nah, mm-mm, nope.
Now, why
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
Why wouldn't you buy no weed from Father Time?
Well, Father Time, that's a slam dunk right there.
You look like your weed to be a little skimpy or something like you would be. I don't know. you don't look trustworthy.
I thought you looked like a DH. FBI.
I'm not trustworthy.
Oh, no. You just look a little shady.
Oh, wow. Really?
I don't know, my shit might look a little skimpy there. You know, I don't know. The way you present yourself, you know, I might think you was police or something.
See, that's what I said. He just look like, he just don't look like the motherfucker that I need to buy no weed from.
Yeah.
Like, he's just going to set you up at any moment. Soon as he,
fuck all y'all.
Soon as he pass you the weed, here they, whoop, here they come.
Well, you know what? You know what, Tommy? Look. If it makes you feel, if it makes you feel any better, there is nothing hot about a weed salesman anyway. So you ain't missing nothing, okay? You really don't want to look like that. You really don't want to look like that guy
too,
anyway.
Wait, you on that? So who you buy your weed from?
He don't look like
Thomas.
Exactly.
We're talking to your cool ass nigga.
You know what's good? Hey, you know what's sexy about
a
weed man? That he always got weed.
Right.
So what you say? Your weed man don't look good or something?
I'm my weed man. Shit.
I prefer ugly ones, to tell you the truth. Or I'm not calling Tama ugly. I mean, I just prefer ugly sales people. But ugly and looking like a bouncer is two different things. Oh. Ugly motherfucker, you know, chances are he ain't gonna call the police on me.
Don't worry, Father Time. I don't think people are buying weed from me either.
Why is that?
Huh?
I said, why is that?
I just don't look like a tight.
What does look like a tight mean? You got to look at weed. In all honesty, yes, dog. You really do. And the old you, yeah. The old you, yeah. Your persona, your whole demeanor was different back there. I mean, you was a big guy. You had this, you actually had, you never smiled. You had this kind of menacing look to you back there. Now, you look like an accountant.
A skinny accountant.
All right. I mean, you was a big dude, man. Then remember when you let your hair grow out? You had your braids. Then you had your ponytail.
No, I
mean, you
look. I think it's the best time when he looked like when he had the LL Cool J or Biz Markie look when he had the Kangol on.
Oh, no, he looked like a teddy bear.
He said teddy bear.
He looked like a teddy bear back then, like a big teddy bear with a Kangol on. But then, I mean, then you had this big, long, black trench coat. You ain't know if you had a shotgun up in there or what. But now, it's like, shit, now, motherfucker, go do my taxes.
He had the Kangol on when he had the shotgun. That was the outfit. I mean, not the shotgun, but with the trench coat on.
No, he did.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
I'm just saying, dog. I mean, you evolved. That's all I'm saying, dog. That's all I'm saying, brother. You didn't evolve. That's all.
Right. That's what I was trying to say. It's really a compliment.
It used to be back in the day.
Like
when people say you look like a gangster, you get mad. We say you look like a goddamn accountant, and you getting upset about that.
Shut the fuck up. No! Oh, shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
It's a good thing, man. That's what you want to look like.
I'm just saying, dog. Back then, you looked like you could sell some weed. Now, no, I'm not buying nothing from you.
Well, I ain't gonna sell.
Y'all don't think that's a good thing? I'd rather be the one that people don't think that you're going to buy weed from than the one you think you'll buy from.
Mm-hmm.
Wick, I wouldn't buy no weed from you either.
Yeah, you will.
You just look like, no, you know, you just look like you're going to steal my money.
That's exactly what I was going to say, like he was going to steal your shit. Wow, for real? He's selling to you right around the corner.
Oh, y'all hit my heart with that one. Damn, for real?
Give me your shit and your money.
Oh, we see why they call you Wick, huh?
We see why they call you Wick.
Take that shit right back.
Honestly, you just look like the type of motherfucker be like, shit, my boy got it right around the corner, shit. I'll be right back with it and run off with my money.
Wow, for real?
Damn.
That was always looking like that, or just now? Did I always look like that? Cass, since you were going back to now and then, did I always look like that?
Yeah.
Damn.
I got all my money for that PS4, nigga.
Right.
I got that nigga. Oh, fancy. I'm in the dark.
We going to party. We got a good one.
Hey, Wick, I got it. They clowning you on Facebook, dog. They clowning you on Facebook.
Don't do Russ ass.
I ain't gonna lie, if I did anything
on Facebook, it's for people to have fun.
I ain't gonna lie, I was helping them.
Which one, with the little daughters?
Yeah, with that hat. Me and Walt had
my hat. Yeah, I like my hat. Did you look at the other one? Since y'all didn't like that
one? Yeah. No, I'm just saying that one. You look like Aunt Esther's husband.
Yeah, I like my hat. My daughter left it.
You know who our Esther husband is? And y'all, anybody remember Woodrow?
I remember Woodrow. Who's our Esther husband?
Woodrow.
Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah. Always going to the ripple fucking tape.
Give me some ripple. Hey Ray, give me some ripple. Give me some ripple.
What's that like?
Yes, sir. I am Woodrow.
Fred.
Let me get that ripple. Hey, get that bitch ass out of my face.
Then on holidays, you drink
champagne. Goddamn feeding.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I seem crazy today, so, yeah. It was kind of, I hope I never, ever have a breakdown like that. Because if I do, I hope my niggas goddamn lock my ass up.
You know where?
I really do. Yeah, I know y'all will.
You be goddamn right.
That's Bubba. I want my daddy's record.
I want my daddy's record. Give my daddy record.
Oh,
my
God, I'm
goodness.
Bubba, man, so. I'm not bullshitting. For y'all that don't know, me and Wick are related. And y'all would really be amazed. Be like, goddamn, he locked his cousin up quick as fuck. He really did lock his ass up. I'm not bullshitting. You get the spazzing out like that, running around with your shoes off in the snow like that.
That would never happen for me. For one thing, and another thing, I lock my cousin up just as quick as he'd lock me up.
First of all, you ain't got to worry about me running down the street in the snow.
Oh, you get your crazy time, too. But I'm just saying, I just seen some crazy shit, dude.
Father, son, motherfucker, look, that's all right.
Oh, boy. We're going to post it on. We're going to see what y'all think. We're going to see if y'all.
Hey, what y'all going to do with me live like, down in Indianapolis? I'll be down there
for
my birthday.
Goodness.
What y'all going to do about me live right down there? The Wick will be in Indianapolis for his birthday in February, for sure.
Well, you get to running your ass down here with no shoes on, we locking your ass up.
Shit, I ain't gonna never wear no shoes on. What the fuck am I wearing the shoes on? I don't like walking no shoes on in the goddamn summertime. You know?
We gonna go get peaches so we can see that snow go.
I don't know. I got frostbite, so I don't know about that goddamn snow. We gotta do something with some heaters or something on. I don't know about no snow no more. That shit, snow don't play. Minnesota showed me what snow is. No, I don't know about that. My shit might swivel up or something like that. I mean, it'd take a couple of inches off or something, but I'd still be good. But still, it wouldn't be a good-ass performance. So we might have to see some
either. My shit was my answer.
What you say?
My daily records.
Hell no. God damn.
Oh, that made my day, man. That motherfucker looked just alike. I can't get over that shit. That motherfucker looked just alike. God damn.
Yeah,
post that shit, dog. Post that shit, man, because them motherfuckers look just alike.
I'm for the posted on the site, man. I want y'all to go check it out. And let me know if y'all think Woodrow and Wick was just alike. Do y'all think that's Wick's long lost dad? Y'all can get on the site. And let me know.
Everybody vote. I want everybody to vote.
Which one you on?
I think they look just alike to me.
We on the Sin City site?
Yeah, I'm for the posted as soon as the show in here. I'm posted.
That's what's up.
God damn!
Which was it? What
all
phone
he need on is some glasses.
Let me see. Which one did you put? You put the what?
I want everybody to vote. I need everybody to vote on this. Yay or nay? My vote is yay, right. Like a motherfucker.
No, I'm posting it now. I'm getting ready to post it now.
Send it to me, Cass. Who's one? Let me see.
You go on the site to see the same picture everybody else see.
They not let me. I'm trying to get on the site, cop sucker.
Oh, man. It's crazy. All right, man. Take us on up out of here, man. All
right, man. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yes, people need to tell their men to be on time when they getting picked up from work to not hold me up so I can go home, okay?
That's not why we got divorced.
No, I ain't got no problem getting picked up, but don't hold me up because your ride ain't here.
Well, why did that hold you up, though?
Because she the lead manager of the store I work at part-time. And we can't leave until she leaves because we closed in the store.
She can't close that motherfucker by herself?
No, it's policy that whoever's there
when we close, have to wait for her to finish, you know, cashing out the drawer and everything.
You used to be a master. You know how to do it. You asked too many questions. You know how they did it.
So in other words, they want both of y'all to get robbed. When she get robbed, you got to get robbed too.
I guess so.
Exactly.
They just say, like, exactly. Can't nobody be there by themselves. I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous.
I'm with
you. She was waiting outside. She was waiting outside. I was like, let's go.
Wait a minute, y'all outside, the store's locked up, and she just wait on her ride, and you still got to
wait? No, I left after that, but she takes her time in the store because he don't be there. So she won't have to wait outside for no long time. Well, you know, that's not our fault that your ride ain't there.
Yeah, that's
kind of
fucked up. Can you move it along, please, bitch? Can you hurry
and
the fuck up?
I try to feel bad for it, and one night I was like, you know, you want to wait in the car? You know, wait till your ride get here? No, he on his way. Well, bitch, wait. Bye. You know, you trying to be nice.
Let me ask you a question before we get off. Why don't you just, like, if you're ready to go, why don't you just give a ride? Why don't y'all be like carpool?
Oh, nah, she live all the way on the east side. Mm-mm. I live 2 blocks from this store. This is just a part-time job. I will quit before I do that.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering.
She's way too far. I live 2 blocks from this store.
Yeah, that's fucked up. You take your hour to get home and you live 2 blocks away.
Right, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, Wick, you got any last words, man?
Yeah, Happy New Year to everybody, and be safe.
All right, Lick Stone, last words.
Yeah, this was a crazy show tonight. Y'all crazy. I'll be back tomorrow night.
All right, dog, you got any last words, man?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, hit me up.
Oh, it was one of those nights.
Wow. Come on, man. Don't prolong the stress, dog.
CityRadio.net. Hit us up, man. That's about.
Thank everybody for calling and thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Same time tomorrow night, y'all. CityRadio.net. Peace.